Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on blending an Amen style Hoover stab into a deep jungle atmosphere. Today we're making one of those sounds that instantly says old school rave, dark warehouse energy, and classic drum and bass tension. But the big goal here is not to make a giant lead that takes over the track. We want a Hoover stab that sits inside the rhythm, adds pressure, and helps the tune feel alive. Think atmosphere first, ego second. If you've ever heard a jungle track, where a synth hit seems to punch through the breaks without stepping on the snare or the bass line, that's the vibe we're aiming for. Clean, nasty, and controlled. We're going to build the sound using Ableton stock devices, shape it with filtering and saturation, add a bit of movement and space, then program a short rhythmic pattern that works with Amen-style breaks. By the end, you'll have a Hoover stab that's useful as a musical part, and also as a DJ tool for transitions and intros. Let's start simple. Create a new MIDI track in Ableton Live 12 and load a synth. If you have Wavetable, use that. If not, analog or operator will still get you there. I'd also recommend coloring the track something obvious, like purple or red, so it stands out while you're building the arrangement. Now for the core sound. The classic Hoover is thick, buzzy, and attuned, so we're going to build something in that direction using a saw-based sound. In Wavetable, choose a saw or saw-like Wavetable. On Oscillator 1, turn on unison and set it to about 4 voices. Detune it enough to sound wide and slightly unstable, but not so much that it turns blurry. A good starting point is somewhere around 15-25% detune. If you have a second oscillator, add another saw and detune it a tiny bit against the first one. That little difference creates motion and helps the sound feel bigger. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a stab instead of a pad. Keep the attack very short, almost instant. Decay should be fairly quick, maybe somewhere around 200-500 milliseconds. Sustain should stay low, and release should be short enough that the note doesn't smear into the next hit. The idea is to get a tight, punchy burst with just enough tail to feel musical. Next, let's make the tone more interesting with filtering. Classic Hoovers often feel aggressive because the filter is doing something. In Wavetable, enable the filter and try a low-pass setting. Set the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 500 Hz to 2 kHz depending on how bright the patch is. Add a bit of resonance, but don't overdo it. Then use the filter envelope to give the sound a short opening movement, almost like a quick wah at the front of each note. This is a great beginner move because it makes the sound feel more expressive right away. If it gets too harsh, lower the cutoff. If it feels too polite, open it up a bit or increase resonance slightly. You're looking for tension, not fluff. Now we're going to build a simple effects chain to give it that jungle character. First, add EQ 8. This is where we clean up the Hoover so it plays nicely with a D&B mix. High pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. A good starting point is around 120-200 Hz. Then listen for any muddy buildup in the low mids, usually somewhere around 250-500 Hz. If it sounds boxy, you might also take a little out around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. If it needs more bite, a small boost around 2-5 kHz can help. And if it gets too sharp or tiring, gently reduce the upper highs. This part matters a lot in drum and bass. The kick, snare, and sub need to stay in charge. The Hoover should add tension and identity, not steal the whole mix. After EQ 8, add saturator. This is where the sound starts to feel denser and more like a proper rave weapon. Try around 3-8 dB of drive and switch soft clip on. Then match the output so the level doesn't jump too much. Saturation gives you thickness and a touch of grit, which is perfect for jungle atmosphere. If you want it nastier, push it harder. If you want it darker and moodier, keep it more restrained. Now let's add some movement. A static Hoover can work, but in jungle, motion is everything. You want the sound to breathe with the track. One easy option is chorus ensemble. Use it subtly. Keep the amount low to medium, rate slow, and dry slash wet around 10-25%. That gives the sound width and a slightly unstable vintage feel. It's almost like the synth is wobbling inside the mix, which is perfect for this style. Another option is auto filter. Put it after saturation and use either a low pass or band pass setting. You can even map the cutoff to an LFO if you want movement over time. Keep it subtle if the track is already busy. This works especially well in intros and breakdowns where you want tension without adding more notes. Now add some space, but be careful here. Reverb can make a Hoover sound huge, but too much will turn the mix into soup. Use reverb or hybrid reverb if you have it. Start with a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Keep pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Cut the low end in the reverb so it doesn't cloud up the mix, and keep the high end controlled too. A dry slash wet setting around 8 to 20% is usually enough. Remember, we want atmosphere, not wash. The best jungle sounds often feel massive without being obvious about it. At the end of the chain, edge utility. This is where you control the width. Try widening the sound to around 120 to 160% if it needs more size, but always check it in mono as well. That's an important habit. If the sound falls apart in mono, it's too dependent on stereo tricks. In a club, you need a strong core. Now let's write the pattern. For an amen style feel, keep the notes short and syncopated. A simple two bar pattern is enough. You can place stabs on offbeats and between the obvious drum hits so the synth feels like it's answering the break rather than fighting it. Think of it as call and response with the drums. A good starting point is to use one root note, or maybe root plus fifth if you want a little variation. Keep the notes short, around a 16th or an 8th note. Then vary the velocity so not every hit feels the same. Some hits should hit harder, some should be lighter. That little human touch adds groove fast. Also, don't be afraid to shift a note slightly off the grid. Just a tiny bit early or late can make the part feel much more alive. If you quantize everything perfectly, it can start to sound too modern and rigid. Jungle has bounce, swing, and attitude. Now put that stab next to an amen break or another chopped breakbeat. Listen closely to where the snare lands. In drum and bass, the snare lane is sacred. If your stab lands directly on top of the backbeat all the time, it can flatten the groove. Sometimes the best move is to let one element lead and the other answer. If your break is busy, keep the Hoover pattern simpler. If the break is sparse, you can let the stab do a little more work. This is all about balance. To keep the Hoover from masking the drums, add a compressor or glue compressor and use sidechain compression from your kick or drum bus. Keep the attack fast, release medium, and ratio somewhere around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Then lower the threshold until the stab ducks slightly when the drums hit. This gives the whole groove more room to breathe. Now here's a really useful DJ tool approach. Make the Hoover work across an 8-bar phrase. For example, start with a filtered intro version, then open it up with more reverb and width, then push it a little harder with more saturation, and finally strip some of the low mids back out so it leaves space for the next section. That kind of arrangement makes the sound useful in a live mix because it becomes part of the energy curve. You can automate a few things to make that happen. Filter cutoff, reverb, wet level, saturator, drive, stereo, width. Even small automation moves can make the part feel like it's evolving, which is exactly what you want for a performance-friendly jungle tool. Let's talk about a few common mistakes so you can avoid them early. First, too much low end. A Hoover stab does not need sub. High pass it properly and keep it out of the bass region. Second, a release that's too long. If the stab rings too much, it blurs the breakbeat and muddies the rhythm. Shorten the amp envelope and rein in the reverb. Third, too much reverb. It might sound huge in solo, but in context it can wreck the mix. Always check it with drums and bass playing. Fourth, no movement. A static Hoover can sound flat and a little cheap. Detune, modulate, filter, or chorus it until it breathes. Fifth, it fighting the snare. Again, the snare is sacred. If your stab masks it, adjust the rhythm or sidechain a little more. And sixth, making it too bright. Harsh upper mids can fatigue the ear fast. Tame the 3 to 8 kHz area if needed. Here are a few extra pro tips to level it up. A tiny pitch movement at the start of the note can add aggression. Keep it subtle, almost like a quick downward pitch drop. That little detail makes the stab feel more alive. Also, try resampling the sound once it's working. Print it to audio, then chop it up like a sample. That makes it easier to reverse parts, rearrange hits, and create new phrases. In jungle and DNB, resampling is a huge part of the workflow. If the sound gets too harsh when you distort it, try parallel dirt instead of destroying the main layer. Duplicate the track or use a return channel with heavy saturation, then blend it underneath the clean version. That gives you weight and attitude while keeping the note readable. And don't forget ambience. A bit of vinyl noise, a low-level atmosphere bed, or a long reverb tail can make the Hoover feel like it belongs in a real underground space instead of sitting in isolation. Here's a quick practice exercise if you want to lock this in. Build a 2-bar Hoover stab pattern using one note. Shape it with short envelopes, eq, saturation, reverb, and utility. Then write a rhythm that responds to a jungle break. Automate the filter cutoff across the 2 bars, sidechain lightly to the drums, and export or resample the result. Then listen to it with bass and breaks together. That's where you'll really hear whether it works. If you want a challenge, make 3 versions of the same sound. one dark and filtered, one brighter and more aggressive, one wide and atmospheric. Then compare which one works best in an intro, a drop, and a breakdown. That's a really smart beginner exercise, because it teaches you that arrangement changes can be just as important as sound design. So to recap, start with a detuned saw-based synth sound, keep the envelope short, clean up the low end with EQ, add saturation for density, use chorus, filtering, and reverb for atmosphere, and place the stab rhythmically so it supports the break rather than competing with it. Sidechain it, automate it, and think in layers. If you get the balance right, the Hoover becomes more than just a synth hit. It becomes part of the identity of the tune. That's the move. Dark, heavy, controlled, and ready for the mix.